It's not important that how long now, but surely the way you lived your life. If you did dissipate your time with a fear and anxiety for goods and chattels and your wife. When in the early morning you are just confronted with the truth, you will perceive that your constant care for own prosperity significance will lose. The pedantry in your work days might quickly lose in weight for you. You feel misunderstood and lonely. Morose on destiny, maybe blue. At first it's hard time for you accepting those things which everyone wants will share. You feel the mortal dread that's rising, which seems to swallow you with skin and hair. And soon you might revolt incessant against the fate which calls for you. Feel indispensable, perhaps guilty. Any compassion works like poison too. You realize the situations you failed and didn't find the point. You didn't clear up some dissension and what unpleasant issue you had coined. Gradually you might feel the peace which slowly yields to your fears. You must accept, and you can't change it, your vital power disappears. Grateful remembrance might remain then on every single beautiful day. The consciousness follows the uproar on what has been and what might stay. So hold me tight and take my hands now and wipe off your tears from your cheek. You know that life is never ending inside this grave, dusty and deep. I just can bid farewell contented and dignified if you let loose. If you can't grant the peace of mind now for me, accepting that last truth. If you get trust on that great mercy which penetrates our soul and mind, which welcomes us with open arms when our last bell resounds behind. That might which comforts us in sorrow, which will conduct us to the light, which eyes of soul will once discern when eyes of earth stay opened wide. There's no much time for us for talking, my vital powers drying up. I just perceive the touch of Eden, decide to give up plate and cup. I see it's hard for you accepting to lose your love forever now. Can feel your desperate agitation and trace confusing thoughts somehow. You don't know what might come, what sort of destiny you will touch. Can feel the fight in yours that's starting, the mix of desperation and grudge. and quarrel with good man death from yonder, cutting a coin between us both. If now my eyes are slowly dimming, and I can feel him present close, I'd rather stay with you on earth now to make some jokes, leaving hoaxes behind, to write some further cunning verses which just are resting in my mind. Would like to see how our children will grow up going their own ways, how they are laughing, playing, crying, just in their carelessness all days. They wouldn't comprehend the meaning their father had to leave this earth, but one day their insight might mature what's about man's death and birth. And though they'll put me below the flowers, forever I'll stay in your thoughts. We'll see again somewhere in Eden, for death retains no one he caught. The consciousness follows the uproar on what has been and what might stay. Grateful remembrance might remain now on every single beautiful day. We had to struggle sharing hard times, endure some violent hurricanes, but after all those fights we'd been able to look into our eyes again. And some deep point was working bitter, sometimes with evil aftertaste. And thunderstorms rose against us, by naked fear we'd been embraced. But as we always found the outlet, therefore I'm thankful for my way. Could make with you this long, long journey, I don't regret no time, no day. Has been a fulfilled life with abundance. I have to leave you now, my dear. I'm glad and thankful for your giving, that you had stayed till the end quite near. So hold me tight and take my hands now, and wipe off your tears from your cheek. You know that life is never ending inside this grave, dusty and deep. I just can bid farewell contented and dignified if you let loose. If you can grant that peace of mind now for me, accepting that last truth. If you can trust on that great mercy which penetrates our soul and mind, which welcomes us with open arms when our last bell resounds behind. That march which comforts us in sorrow, which will conduct us to the light, which eyes of soul will once discern when eyes of earth stay open wide.